You're listening to the Irish music scene here on Kildare's KFM. And of course, keep your messages coming in to us. And you can check us out online, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and the website kfmradio.com. Time now for another feature interview on the programme. And I'd like to say that Eitan is with us. She's a singer-songwriter hailing from the northwest of Ireland, based over in Glasgow now, though. And Eitan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
It's the first time that we've had you on the programme. I've mentioned your music over the last while on the show, but tell me a little bit about yourself then, how you got involved in music and where the inspiration came from.
I've been kind of doing stuff with music since I was 13, so I've been doing it a little bit of a while now, even though this is sort of my debut single that I released on Friday just gone. Yeah, I guess it started off with me just kind of touring around Ireland and the UK, and then recording demos and kind of putting them up on SoundCloud and that kind of thing. And then I released my debut EP back in 2017, and that was brilliant. I got a really good response and kind of won a few songwriting awards off the back of that. And that led to my second EP, which came out in November, called In the Kitchen. That was sort of a self-produced, self-written. I did sort of everything myself in that one, and then decided for my debut single that I wanted to sort of collaborate with someone. And so I worked with Noah Weinman, who's a producer based in the US, on this debut single. And that was kind of a collaborative effort, which is, yeah, great.
Yeah, so the new single that came out is absolutely fantastic, and we're going to play it obviously after the interview. It's called At Least One. But interested to know how the collaboration worked then, because obviously you're based in Glasgow, he's based in the US. We know over the last few years technology has really been our friend. So was everything done online?
Yeah, so everything was done through Zoom. I recorded some vocal parts here in Glasgow. He recorded some instrumentation in I think he might have been on the east coast of the States. I don't know exactly where at the time, because he was traveling between the two coasts. There's some bird song that you can hear in the single, and I recorded that actually in Leitrim, in my back garden there in October. So it's kind of got a little piece of sort of each of our lives in different countries on it, which is nice to have. And we just put it together through Zoom. We had a meeting and just chatted about our vision for the project, and then we'd have little check-ins and send each other sort of sound files back and forth on email.
Yeah, so you mentioned Leitrim there, which is obviously where you're originally from. You would have grown up as well up around Connacht, and I know you spent quite a lot of time around the Lake Isle of Innisfree as well. The bird song, that's interesting, because often I've heard bird song in songs and I'm wondering, how does that work? Was it literally just go out to the back garden with your phone and record it, or what way did it work?
Yeah, it was. So I actually was just visiting Leitrim, a really fly-in visit, and happened to record some bird song on my phone. Because I'm always kind of on the lookout for interesting sounds when I'm out and about, and it wasn't intended for the single or anything, but Noah kind of asked me, was there any sounds from sort of my world that I wanted to include on it, and the first thing that came to mind was that bird song, and I just recorded it, and it fit really perfectly in with the song then. It was just a really sort of serendipitous thing.
Yeah, I think it really adds to it, because the track is beautiful and it just gives that kind of serene feel to it. The lyrics itself, the story behind it, where did that inspiration come from?
When I wrote it, I wanted to write this sort of love song about being in a long distance relationship and not being able to be there for another person. But I think as songwriters, we tend to write in extremes. So we write about sort of love songs, about this sort of euphoric feeling of love, and it's all sort of an adrenaline rush. And then we write about sort of heartbreak and how sort of distressing and upsetting it can be. But we never kind of, we tend to not focus on sort of the middle part, which is what really real relationships and real love is like, which is kind of a mixture of both those things, and fall somewhere in between. So, I decided that I wanted to write that sort of love song from a more real perspective and a more sort of, realistic viewpoint. So I wanted to focus on sort of the flaws of the people in the song and how they can come together irrespective of that, you know?
Yeah, because when I first got hold of the single, I was reading the lyrics as I was listening to the song. And, you know, as I say, the the lyrics are just beautiful, but so too is the music and the birdsong, which adds to it all together. In terms of your inspiration and influences from music, I know that you would have grown up kind of with a Celtic background and maybe traditional Irish music as well. And while that doesn't feature on this song, I know in your past EPs you have kind of worked with traditional instruments.
I wasn't kind of brought up in the Irish tradition, but it was always sort of around. And when I started learning harp when I was kind of 12, I started to sort of become more interested in Irish traditional music and bringing it kind of into sort of the modern day and into contemporary indie folk music. And of course, indie folk music is having a bit of a comeback at the minute. And I think for me, when I was releasing my last EP, I really wanted to bring the Irish traditional element into it, because I think it's kind of, it's something that's unique in that I think there's a lot of scope for us to kind of bring it into modern mainstream music, you know?
And over the last couple of years, as we mentioned, you have brought out EPs, but this is the first single. So what was the kind of thinking behind bringing out two bodies of work before bringing out a single, or is that just the way that you thought it worked best?
Yeah, I think it was sort of, I had these, when I was working on the EPs, I had these songs that kind of just sounded better as collections, as sort of bodies of work, as opposed to as standalone singles. And I think the idea of a single, a debut single, has always kind of something that's seen as really important for an artist, for a musician to release their debut single. You know, you hear kind of a lot about it when you're growing up, sort of watching music documentaries or reading about your favorite artists and what their debut single was, and whether it's sort of a hit or a miss, people always talk about it. So I knew that it was something that was important for me. And then when the collaboration with Noah came about, where he was interested in sort of producing one of my songs, I just felt that this was the right moment for it to be a debut single, because there is that kind of connection between this single and my previous EPs. But it does stand on its own as well and separate to that. And I think it just was a really nice fit.
Yeah, and we're going to play that song, at least one from Eitan, in a couple of moments' time. But just a few things to finish up on. Aside from the music, as we said, you grew up in Leitrim, but you're living over in Glasgow now. So what's the reason for moving across? Because I know you're working within the music industry still over there.
Yeah, so I'm working with a charity called Help Musicians. And I started working with them during coronavirus, sort of in 2020, and they had a hardship fund that was just helping musicians, because obviously a lot of us lost our livelihoods with sort of the closing down of venues and everything. So I went over to kind of help out with that and help to administer their hardship fund and things like that.
And what about live music then for yourself going forward in the next couple of months? Have you got any shows lined up or even festivals during the summer that you're going to be playing?
Yeah, so I will be playing in Glasgow in the Hug and Pint as part of Endless Summer, and that's on the 1st of July, which I'm really looking forward to, and hopefully going to make it over to Ireland for a few festivals, but I haven't yet announced them, so you can check me out on social media at This Is Eitan, and Eitan spelled E-T-A-I-N for anybody who's looking for me, and I'll be announcing all my gigs on there.
Great stuff. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the programme this evening for the first time. Won't be the last. And we're going to give this track a spin on the show now. It's called At Least One from Eitan, the new single which came out last Friday. Listen, great talking to you, and we'll chat soon.
Great. Thanks a million, Owen.